So finding your position now, getting comfortable, checking you're warm enough. Let's begin by getting a sense of the position and weight of the feet. So simply just feeling the feet on the ground and the support of the earth beneath the feet. And just sensing into the feet and seeing what you feel there. Not thinking about the feet, but directly experiencing them. What sensations are here? How do you know your feet are on the ground? And then gently see if you can bring your attention to the natural weight of the body on the seat. To those points of contact. How gravity is encouraging the body to sit, to settle. And if it's comfortable, gently bring your attention to the hands. Noticing the right hand, the left hand. What parts of the hands are actually making contact with the lap? Can you notice variations of temperature? Which hand is heavier? And then gently, if it's comfortable, bring your attention to the breath. Just that simple flow in and out without changing it, just noticing the movement and where you might feel it in the body. So as the body begins to ground and become more present to us in our awareness in the moment, just have that sense of the whole body sitting here. And we'll set an intention for the practice. Simply, our intention is to be mindful for the next few minutes. To notice the body, to notice points of contact, to notice the movement of breath. And setting your own motivation for the practice. Why might this be of benefit? And so we'll set our intention and motivation in the heart and bring our awareness now fully onto the breath. And to help to begin to settle the mind, we bring in the idea of regulating the breath. So in other words, we make the in-breath and the out-breath the same length. And to help us do that, we might count in the in-breath to a count of 3 or 4, and the out-breath to a count of 3 or 4. And we stay with this for a few more breaths. And so we're just doing two things. We're observing the breath and we're counting. And of course, thoughts will present themselves. That's the job of the brain and the mind, to keep presenting thoughts to us. But we're choosing not to get involved with the thoughts. We're choosing not to go thinking about the thoughts. We bring our attention back to our focus of the count and the breath. And again, of course, the mind will have gone off into thinking. That's quite natural. But our mindfulness is noticing that it's gone off and remembering to bring our attention back to our focus. And then noticing the out-breath, letting go of the counting and placing more emphasis on the out-breath, perhaps making it a bit longer. And we notice the body's natural tendency to want to settle with the out-breath. It's as though our center of gravity descends a little with that out-breath. And we notice that the body relaxes on the out-breath. And so too the mind can follow the body, can follow the breath. And begin to settle. Mind resting in the body, body resting, supported by the ground. And the out-breath brings us into the realm of the body again. So we can notice sensations. And the body exists in the present moment. So those sensations are happening now. So we notice what we find in the body just in this moment. And this is where we bring in a sense of curiosity and kindness to whatever we find. So we're noticing sensations and we're just seeing, what's it like? Is it okay to stay with those sensations for a moment? They're here already, so can we just acknowledge them without judging? And that idea of bringing in kindness perhaps encourages us to soften around any strong sensations. Maybe sending the warming out-breath in your imagination to any place that's uncomfortable. And we have a sense of the feet on the floor, the natural weight of the body on the chair, the sensations in the hands. And then moving outward from the whole body, taking our awareness outward to the space around us again. The space all around the body. And a sense of our embodied presence here. And of course, the mind will keep offering up different thoughts for us to get thinking about. But we'll bring in a support, our mindfulness support, to help us stay in the moment. And it could be the feet, or the body, or the hands, or the breath. Or you might find sound helpful. So just allowing sounds to come and go. The body is steady and still, just like the mountain. Feeling our rootedness, the grounding of the feet, the tall length of the spine, and the apex of our mountain. And sounds arriving and moving on by. And it's so interesting to see how quickly the mind travels off into thinking. Just noticing where the mind has gone to, and then bringing it back to your mindfulness support. and noticing again as the mind wandered, no problem. We're just building that mindfulness muscle as we draw the attention back each time to the support of sound, or perhaps the feet resting on the ground. And noticing that subtle judging. Oh, my mind's gone off again. Just letting that go, it's just a thought. Bring the mind back to your support. And then when you're ready to letting go of your support and just letting the mind go free, just resting without trying to meditate, just take all the effort out of it and just resting. And then we will gently bring our practice to a close. And at the end of a practice, we set our dedication. So literally, we dedicate our practice to our own well-being, that the benefits may accrue every time we take a moment to sit, that these benefits will can only build our well-being and contribute to our own flourishing, but also the benefits may be felt by others around us. As the benefits trickle out in ever-increasing circles. Very good.